Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The reason Charlotte Flair was pulled from Mania has been revealed. We'll talk about it. Plus, a huge NXT announcement is coming later today, and an active Raw roster member is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. For Tuesday, March the 30th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
A lot of women talk a big game, but no one in the WWE backs it up like me. Rhea Ripley, she was a challenge, and she is, mark my word, the future. But I'm not going to apologize for my greatness. Winning this NXT Women's Championship is going to solidify my legacy. Because I'm going to do what no one has done before. And that is dominate three different eras of sports entertainment. The past, the present, and the future. I dominated the generation before me. I beat Natty to win the NXT Championship. I ended Nikki Bella's historic title reign. I even beat Paige, who at the time was considered the best in the business. Trish Stratus, legend, even wanted to come back and see if she still had it. Prove she didn't. For the past 5 years, I have been the most dominant woman in this women's evolution. I've tapped out all of the four horsewomen, Bayley, Sasha, Becky. I've beaten Bliss. I've beaten Naomi. I've beaten Carmella. I ended Asuka's undefeated streak. I left Ronda Rousey a broken woman. There is no conversation, no debate, no doubt. It is simply fact that Charlotte Flair is the greatest of all time. Past, present, and future.
Charlotte Flair is off the WrestleMania card. It was on Raw last night that Rhea Ripley and Asuka signed for their match on the grandest stage of them all. And it looks like Charlotte is no longer figured for plans next weekend. And the reason behind that is very unusual, quite heartbreaking, also quite concerning. So in an interview with Lucha Libre Online's Hugo Savinovich, Andrade, former WWE star Andrade, was talking about Charlotte's status with WWE as it pertains to WrestleMania. He says that WWE pulled Charlotte from Mania plans and all the advertising after she was told by WWE affiliate doctor that she was pregnant. Then she conducted tests at home as well as blood work and got an ultrasound to realize that she actually wasn't pregnant at all. The doctor who originally said she was realized his mistake and said, no, actually, you're not pregnant. But by the time that had all come out, Charlotte had been taken off the plans for WrestleMania and Rhea Ripley had been put in her place. Now, Charlotte Flair's camp have since released a statement to Alex McCarthy from TalkSport, which he has shared, saying, quote, what Manny Andrade said about the pregnancy test in today's interview is true, but a significant amount of context is lost in translation, and we'd like to clear that up as best we can. A few weeks ago, Charlotte received a call from WWE Medical telling her that her HCG levels had come back high and she was medically suspended for pregnancy. That day, she took several home tests that all came back negative. A few days later, blood work and ultrasound confirmed there was no pregnancy. This was before any issues with COVID. She is currently medically clear. This put a lot in context for her, mainly how small a woman's career window is. The men are able to work well into their 50s, while the women are seen as older, in their early 30s even. For an athlete in her prime, these years mean everything. Her issue was with the process and how the information was relayed, as opposed to the information itself. As it stands, Charlotte Flair not set to be a part of WrestleMania this year, but since she is in a position where she can wrestle, it wouldn't be a surprise if in the very last minute she is added to that Raw Women's Championship match to make it a triple threat. There is, of course, history between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte. In from last year's WrestleMania, Ripley and Charlotte had themselves a great match that, unfortunately, many believe had the wrong finish. Maybe that's something they may end up writing. Or maybe, just maybe, this may be a WrestleMania that Charlotte Flair sits out. We have roughly 10, 11 days to figure that out, I suppose.
I remember what happened last time myself and Andrade fought. I went in to the match NXT champion. At the end of the match, you dropped me on my head. My arm was still connected to the rope. You left NXT champion and I left with my bicep torn right off the bone, and you cost me 6 months of my career. You won this match? Champion versus champion. United States champion Andrade versus WWE champion Drew McIntyre. You've got it tonight.
Last time, I took your title. I took you out. And tonight, no more, Señor Nice Guy.
From the same interview, Andrade was talking about his final few months within WWE. He said, quote, "When the pandemic started, they put me with Drew McIntyre. Drew was great with me and behaved well with me in NXT and on the main roster. We had matches and a producer came to me and said, make sure Drew looks like a monster because he is the champ. Drew came to me and told me to wrestle how I know to wrestle, saying that he doesn't need me to make him look good, but to wrestle how I wrestle best. A lot of people treated me well. Drew and Randy Orton also. Randy would ask me, why aren't they using you? I didn't know what to say and didn't know what was going on. After all that, I made the decision to leave." When he was discussing some of the hardest parts of leaving WWE, he said, "To make the decision, the hardest part was not getting to be close to Charlotte and going to events with Charlotte." Also, Andrade noted that he was making some big money as part of WWE when he moved from the roster of NXT in 2018, saying, quote, "I've been with WWE. I had a great contract with WWE. A great contract. $3 million per year. Several million dollars per year. A lot more than plenty of guys coming up from NXT. I heard about some of those contracts. I made a lot more than those guys." It's money that he has left on the table as he looks to pursue other endeavors outside of WWE. Few more matches made for WrestleMania last night on Monday Night Raw. We now know that Riddle will defend his WWE United States Championship against Sheamus. This follows Sheamus beating Riddle in a non-title match last night on Raw. These two have had some really good matches on Monday Night Raw over the past few months. And I would be excited to see if they can top what they have been doing. I'm sure they'll find a way. We also found out that Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon's one-on-one at WrestleMania is going to be a steel cage match, a stipulation revealed by Braun Strowman on Raw last night. How we got to that conclusion, we'll talk about together on Raw Graded later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. An NXT announcement is due later today. This comes from Matt Men Pro Wrestling Podcast, who say, breaking news, NXT moving to Tuesday's announcement coming tomorrow morning, basically today. Also, they'll be announcing an extended USA Network deal. The Matt Men podcast are the guys that initially reported that the change was happening to begin with. So expect an announcement by 9 a.m. Eastern time in the States. And an active member of the WWE Raw roster is heading to the Hall of Fame. We congratulate Raw star Titus O'Neil, who is set to receive the Warrior Award in the Hall of Fame class of 2021. Now, he does so much for charity in the Tampa area and beyond as well. He does a lot of work through the community there as well. His Bullard Family Foundation does amazing things to support the community. And just beyond there, he's an amazing ambassador for WWE and the charity work that they do. He's going to be hosting WrestleMania along with Hulk Hogan this year. And you know what? I find it very hard to find any reason to not be delighted for Titus O'Neil getting the Warrior Award this year. Good on Titus. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Later on today, Adam Pacitti is back for a See You Next Tuesday. We love watching Adam watching old TV from the UK. And it's always a joy to get on there with him. He's at 6 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time tonight. Follow us at Twitter, at Cultaholic on Twitter, for any updates on that. But twitch.tv/Cultaholic is where you need to be going. A massive thank you to new friend of us on Twitch, Dom Jolly, who raided Andrew's stream last night. I love Andrew's stream on a Monday. And now Dom Jolly from Trigger Happy TV apparently does as well. That's wonderful news. Hi, if you've joined us from over there and somehow found the podcast as well. Well, that's a deep joy. On the YouTube channel today, it is Raw Graded on the YouTube channel, as you and I will break down what went down on Monday Night Raw last night. And Ross will be here with the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. I'm sure he'll have a field day with some of the stuff that came out of Raw last night. Over at Cultaholic.com right now, more details on Charlotte looking like she's going to miss WrestleMania. More details on this big announcement for WWE. And find out what Charlie Caruso is doing post-WWE. Details right now at Cultaholic.com. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed today, normally this is the day where we would have the Cultaholic Classic Raw review with Justin Henry and myself. Well, due to circumstances beyond our control, unable to bring you a new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw review this week. We will be back, business as usual, next week. But for today, I want to give you something a little bit different, and it's a pilot for a new podcast series called Desert Island Graps Revisited, and I'm going to be hopefully going forward inviting past guests to Cultaholic Island to come and do a watch along of one of the three matches that they chose whilst on the Desert Island. The first guest in our pilot episode was one of the first guests on Desert Island Graps all those years ago. We are delighted to welcome star of ICW and British Wrestling, Grado. Grado and I are going to be watching Rock versus Steve Austin from WrestleMania 17. And you will be able to watch along with us by subscribing to this here podcast feed. I got quite annoyed on this night because the crowd turned on The Rock. And I get why, because we're in Texas.
That's so funny. I'm the exact same. I was even gutted the year later as well when he was getting booed against Hogan, because I grew up being a Rock guy rather than a Hogan. I've always felt sorry for The Rock.
Yeah.
But look at this, man. Look at the... How exciting is this start? You know, there's nae messing about. It's just, there we go. Oh, he's gone for the stunner there.
I like the fact that they're blatantly ripping off Grado, Rockstar Spud, TNA.
Oh, they totally are. Oh, my God.
Brand new episode of Desert Island Graps drops tomorrow as well. Staying with the theme of great wrestlers from Scotland, I am joined by the wonderful Emily Hayden from ICW. Her and her ever-trusty Toasty, the Toaster, is going to be chatting about not just breaking through in the industry in Scotland, but also the three matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on this here podcast feed tomorrow. And I will speak to you tomorrow as well. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.